You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all.
Well, good afternoon, good evening. This is Ralph Corbett Winterroad II coming to you live out of Alaska. And I'm sitting in for John Stepmiller. He's off today. I'm not sure why, but he's not there. And I've got some stuff I'm going to be talking about that, believe it or not, is true. But don't believe what I say, because some of this stuff is shocking. And as more as I find out about what's going on, it even shocks me. And I've been doing this for a long time. I have a Republic as a I have a show on every Sunday. So it would be 5 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on Republic Broadcasting. But I'm going to talk about some of the current things. John, I think Lucy talks about a lot of current stuff. I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the current things that's going on. And then I'm going to get into, basically it's like in the Ten Commandments, to put blood on the lamppost so that you'll be bypassed. Now, that's not going to totally work in this world. But we need to step out of the corruption that's going on. We're not going to fix it all. No, it's not going to happen. I know that. But we need to get out of it and be able to operate within it and still not technically be a part of it. And that's not an easy trick to do. We have beat, and I say we, when I say we, I'm a researcher, I'm not an attorney, not a counselor at law. For so all you people that are listening for the federales, take a hike. I provide research material, and I provide, we're going into cases, and within, say, less than 2 weeks, we're going to be into one of two, there's actually three constitutional courts left in all of the United States, and I can prove it all. And what's even more amazing is they print it. This is the scary part of this stuff, is when I use Westlaw, $376 a month, which is going to be going up next month, I think, in a month or two. But I can tell you unequivocally, if you're in the battle for the truth, and if you don't have Westlaw, which is the database, electronic database, that all of these fancy high-powered attorneys, or Lexis, you have no chance. You're just wasting your time anymore. Because you can do word searches and stuff, and I can do more in like 10, 15 seconds looking for something that 1,000 attorneys read in law books. That's power. It's just, I don't know what to say. You just can't make this stuff up. But anyway, I wanted to get into some a couple of things first before we get into some of the subjects that I cover. I cover the IRS, which, by the way, is technically, you might say it's constitutional, but only if you want to step out of your real status and step into their world. That's the thing that I really specialize on. And like I say, we have reduced a judgment for 3 months in a Mooney case in Minnesota. It was so hot, never been done. They threatened the judge with an email and stuff, and she reversed. But we're not done. We beat books and records with James McAlpine. IRS walked away. I got the cases to prove it. They're not sealed. People can go see them, or I'll email them to them. By the way, anybody that wants to email me for anything that I talk about today, it's IRS@AlaskaMinuteMan.com. I have a list for $250 a month. Or if you can't pay, you just email me and say, well, you can't. I'm giving documents away. There's nothing, anything you get from me, you can do anything you want with it. You can give it to the federalities if you want. But if you're listening today and you hear something I talk about, if you email me, I'll send you it. So you can check it out by your own judgment. First of all, I just got back out of a movie called Unplanned. Just came out. And I will unequivocally tell you that anybody that goes and watches that movie, Unplanned, it's about abortion, in the first 10 minutes, if you haven't made up your mind, there's something really wrong with you. It's a must-see movie. And it's a story, a true story, about a gal that was ahead of Planned Parenthood, and now she finally walked away and is fighting against them. But it's an amazing movie. And I saw, when I was United We Stand, I can't think of the little Texas guy now, his name escapes me. I went down to his convention in Texas, and they had a movie. People were setting up there. And I went over and started to watch this one, and they were showing what really happens during an abortion that we're not supposed to see. Because, see, it just sounds so good. You know, it's all, you know, it just never happens. You know, it just all happens. Bam, bam. There's nothing, you know, to see, and hands free and all that. Well, they made those people leave. They wouldn't allow them to show that what they were started to show. And when you see the first 10 minutes of this movie, Unplanned, it's R-rated, because obviously they don't want any teenage gals to be seeing this without escort. They wouldn't be having abortions, I guarantee you, if you got any moral standards at all. It's a must-see movie. I hope it makes a lot of money for the people that did it. But more importantly, I hope that it wakes up America, because I cannot believe that I live in a country where they have abortion. I think it's New York now. Up to almost when the woman is delivering, you can still execute and murder the child. And in Virginia, the governor was talking about it. I don't know if it was West Virginia, Virginia, one of those. Oh, you can go ahead and have the child, and while it's laying there, we'll make it comfortable, and we'll go over to the mother, just like in Gladiator, and say, do you give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down? Do I execute this child? I can't believe that I'm living in a country that people support this stuff. This is pure evil. And it's the Democratic Party. And a whole bunch of rhinos. Who in his right mind would do something like that? I don't know what to say. A child is born and you're still going to execute that child by a thumbs up or a thumbs down, just like in the movie Gladiator? Un-freaking-believable. Unbelievable. And the Democrats up there voted, they tried to get something through, and they voted, oh, no, that's all this late-term abortion. Oh, that's all right. It's no big deal. We just kill them babies, light them up, and murder them. Unbelievable. I would think you would not have to be a Christian to be a Christian. It absolutely is beyond belief. But if you got any sort of a moral fiber at all, just stuck. If you see what they really do there in there, I'm telling you, it will make you want to vomit. Like I say, it's an amazing movie. Anyways, the next thing that I'm going to talk about is thank goodness for Trump. Trump has accomplished so much with everybody against him, almost, with very few. The elite Republicans, the Democratic Party, is a party of Satanists. Baphomet, the goat man, his soldiers and whores, Schiff out of California, Pelosi. Liars they are. Unbelievable. I mean, these people freaking lie. And you can't change them. You know why? Because they're evil. The devil's not going to change. These people are pure evil. And they follow Saul Alinsky's book, Rules for Radical, that was dedicated to Lucifer. That ought to be a clue right there. Hillary Clinton wrote a thesis on it. She was a star pupil. So was Obama. Have you ever heard one of the things they teach you? Never admit the con, the lie. Never admit it. Always accuse the other guy of what's going on, of what you're doing. And it works. It really does. Trump is amazing. I watched his up in Michigan, his rally up there, and I watched an interview that he had on Hannity, which was an interesting thing, why he hasn't fired Rosenstein. He's going to get his coming up to the Department of Justice. These guys, there's going to be some comings up and coming. But he didn't want to give the appearance of anything to give these Democrats obstruction of justice. So Hillary, Obama administration, Sessions, the coward that he was, whether he was either threatened or whatever, they put their hitman with all of their hitman attorneys that support Hillary, and they couldn't find anything. No Russian collusion, no obstruction of justice. Never happened. What is amazing that they don't want to tell you the rest of the story, which I don't know why some of these news agencies don't do some of this stuff. Someday I'm going to get a homepage up. I've been saying I've been going to do it for a year and a half, but I've got so much stuff on my plate with the research because we're getting up to the, we're going to be testing these constitutional courts, which is the United States Federal Court of Claims, Article 1, but it is a constitutional court, the only appellate Article 3 court. And I've got another legislative history, is the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals and the Supreme Court that does everything. That's it. There are no constitutional courts in any of the several states. They don't exist. And I'm going to cover that before we get through today. They don't exist. And I can prove it. Their stuff. That's shocking, you think? You know, you start to wonder why our country is so screwed up. If you really want to get down to it, our republic has been overthrown. Because what we think we know is not so. Just like in the Matrix. What we think we know is not so. Now you go to the... I'm going to find this here. I just got home out of watching a movie. Didn't have time to get this set up. Normally, I have time to get stuff set up for a show here. But anyway, this Mueller report. Now, Mueller report came out, the Attorney General, he did a four-page summary. And, of course, the Democrats are up in arms. We got to see the whole thing. I don't have a problem. I mean, so what? You know, I mean, there's probably a few things in there that have to, technically, should be redacted, probably where some of these foreign countries are in bed giving information to support Hillary, because that's one of the things that Obama found out. Well, what you do is, if you can't do it legally or lawfully in our country, you go have England or some other country do it, then send it back. You circumvent what's going on. But now the Democrats are up in arms. We got to see the whole report. Trump says, go for it. There's nothing there except what his answers, which he has the right, I would think, not to have those out. But the Democrats are squealing. We need to see the report. We need to see the report. Has that always been like that? You think? Does anybody ever read the report? Because there's a couple of very interesting things in there. Not only is there no collusion, and then, of course, they put in the thing about no obstruction or possibly no evidence of instruction or obstruction. Well, of course, you can't obstruct if there's no crime. Sheesh. But that was just to probably satisfy the Democrats. But there's two other very important things that are in this report. And one of them is on page 3. It says 64 Federal Register, 37038, July 9th, 1999. Now, why would they put the Federal Register in here? They put one more thing in here, too. They put 28 CFR, which is a code of federal regulations, which Trump has been killing regulations after regulations, because this is like Atlas Shrugged that Ayn Rand put out. They regulate it to where our country can't do anything. Now we're the leading on oil and gas in the world, self-sufficient, which we've been sucking, supporting all these regimes like Saudi Arabia, because the Republicans have been just like they regulate us out of business. But they also cite 28 CFR section 600.9C. Why would Barr put that in his four-page report? Why is nobody covering there must be some reason. I don't know Barr. I hope and pray he's got the cojones to do what needs to be done. But why did they put that stuff in there? Had to be a reason. And nobody talks about it because it's an important reason. It's just unbelievable. Well, you see, back, wonder what happened before 1999, because see, if you go look at this thing, this Federal Register happened July 9th, 1999. And let's see, the Federal Register was July 9th, 1999. Why? What prompted those two things, and what did they accomplish? So why would Barr put those in his report? Well, would you like to know what happened? Guess what happened just before that? Monica Lewinsky gave a blowjob to Clinton in 1998 in a Star report. And guess what happened? There was no regulation, no Federal Register. They made the whole thing public because they had nothing to protect the independent counsel's report being made public. Isn't that amazing? He delivered a 445-page report to Congress on September 9th, 1998. 2 days later, the House voted 363 in favor, 63 against, to release the report. I got a minute. Raining to thrive.
around the clouds. What goes up must come down.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, we're back here, and this is and I'm subbing in for John Stuttmuller. He's off today, and I'm talking about the Mueller report. And then Barr did a four-page summary. And this information, there's so much that this is the Democrats protecting guess who? Clinton. Back in 1998, back in then, well, he got a blowjob from Lewinsky. And then Starr issued a report. He was the independent counsel. 445-page report, September 9th, 1998. 2 days later, the House voted 363 in favor, 63 against, to release the report to the public. This report, filled with the details of Clinton and Lewinsky's sexual relationship, were graphic but had dubious legal relevance because of the overnight national sensation. I'm reading, this came out of the Daily Mail, by the way. An estimated 20 million Americans logged onto the then-young internet to read the Starr report at the same time, making it the most read document online at the time. The Starr report was also rushed to print as a paperback and quickly selling millions of copies packed with the odd mixture of dense legalese and steamy sex scenes. There was nothing going on to keep. When they voted, they had to keep. They had to cough it up. So now when Clinton gets caught with his pants down, literally, or his fly open, however that worked. Didn't read the graphic thing of what Star put out. Immediately, we had to protect. The Democrats had everything. We have to protect Clinton, because, boy, if he's got any more stuff, like he is a pedophile of the Lolita Express, flying off with that guy to that island. Even Hillary's been there. God, we don't want that out. And being convicted of doing rape, we got to protect him. So what does the Democrats do? They file in the Federal Register. July 9th, 1999. 64 FR 37038. Guess what? It's all discretionary now. The Attorney General has discretionary in this whole thing, what he can and cannot release. He makes the decisions. So, which whatever Barr chooses to release, he doesn't have to release the whole thing. This is the 628, section 600.9. It says the Attorney General may determine the public release of these reports would be in the public interest. Well, there's a good word, boy, I'm telling you. In the extent of the release would comply with the applicable legal restrictions. Blah, 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 blah. And, of course, at the bottom it always has, and this was signed by Janet Reno, July 30th, 1999. Remember her, the old Waco, B-I-T-C-H, another big cover-up. But see, there's more to this, because is this regulation binding in the Federal Register? You see, they think we're all so stupid, and nobody wants to go into the details. And I have studied this big time. I beat the living H-E-double-L out of regulations until I finally figured out there's something else going on. The solutions of the IRS is not in Title 26. I spent years flushing it out back and forwards. We have interpretive regulations, which don't mean diddly squat. The IRS or these people do these interpretive regulations. They're not bound by them. They do procedural regulations. They're not bound by them. And they do regulations because of, which I'll get into in a little bit, when you enter the matrix as a citizen of the United States, in a world that is not, the 10th Amendment does not apply to a citizen of the United States under the 13th, 14th, and on up. And they print it. There's another separate government working out here, and it's not a government. It started officially with a new name in 1913. From 1789 to 1913, in the courts we had, the real party of interest is United States, because we have the government of the United States. It changed in 1913. Why would it change, and what did it change to? It changed from United States to United States of America. Well, wait a minute. That just sounds pretty close to me. I mean, what's in a few words, right? Makes all the difference in the world. George in Texas, question or comment?
How you doing, Ralph? Been a long time since we talked. But you know the thing is, everybody goes, why is the JG not releasing report that the Democrats want? Because I will tell you why. Because they will say there was Russian collusion because Donald Trump ordered a pallet of Russian salad dressing for Mar-a-Lago and his other resorts. And no
okay, hold on right there. Whoa, 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 whoa. You have the facts that Donald Trump, there was collusion. Is that what your statement, yes or no?
No, they'll try to say it's collusion based on that.
Okay, well, the thing is, the report's out, and the hitman, there is no collusion. So we're done with that. But I know why they want it, because you see, when they get a report, they will take something and take it out of context and try to blow it into something that doesn't exist. That's why they want it. Okay?
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal.
Well, we're back here, and go ahead there. You still there, George?
Yes, I am. I'm still here.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, but the thing is, I'm just saying, you know, getting on the same page as you, it's like I say, Barr were to release that report, the AG, you know, the Democrats would have twisted it. Like I say, like the powder Russian salad dressing or Russian vodka, they'll count that up as collusion.
But they are going to release it. Redacted, all the stuff. He's already said that in April. Barr's already said that.
Yes.
Attorney General Barr. He's going to release most of it. Now.
The thing is, it's more like, during the Obama or the Bush's year, being shoulder-to-shoulder with some libertarians, with this border situation down there, the president threatening to shut down the border. And personally, I'm just kind of person, the way things are going, you got some of these libertarians, they say, we can't use deadly force on the border. Military cannot use deadly force on the border to force it. I'm like, yes, they can, and yes, they should. I said, that would be a good deterrent. And personally, I wouldn't mind if the president locked down the country so he could find out who the hell is in here. Who's legal,
well,
who's
we can't
not.
Use force. That politically he's not going to do. But he's threatening to lock the border down. I'm not for it. Because he said Mexico's doing nothing. Okay, you know what happens when we shut the border? Mexico can't bring in no cars. Mexico can't export nothing. Because that's the only thing that these countries understand is money. Money and power.
That's right.
And until we get the wall built, and he's got the money now, finally, to get the wall done. I don't know what happened to Coulter, why she went off the plantation there against Trump. But it's going to get done. But it takes a while, because guess what? This overthrow actually started back in the 1850s. And it started initially with the Civil Rights Act of 1866, which you can find on the internet yet. It's at 42 United States Code, 1981 and 1982. Go look them up. 1988's there, but it's harder to read. 42 United States Code, 1981 and 1982. Guess what it says? You can have the same rights as white citizens. What the hell is wrong with people? Do they not understand that there might be something a little wrong with that statement? It's civil rights. Civil rights. You know what they don't talk about today? Because, you see, we, the public, are on a need to know, and we don't need to know. Do you know what a citizen of the United States does not have? He has no political rights. Has no political rights. He has no right to vote for any public officers. He has no right to the suffrage and franchise. Has no right to any of this stuff. And that's what I'm going to cover a little bit later on. You just can't make this stuff up. It's just unbelievable what it is. It's the facts, like what I'm talking about today. You're not going to see it anywhere else, and people don't even understand probably what I'm talking about. I'm trying to make it simple enough. But the bottom line is, there was no protections for the AG. He had to release everything until Clinton got caught with his pants down. And then they had to cover it up. So now he has discretion. But the thing is, there are procedural regulations which don't abide. They don't have to abide by this. Say, hey, you know, we're going to be good guys now. Just believe it. Sounds like Pelosi. We're here to help you, right? Or Murkowski, senator out of Alaska. What a liar and piece of excrement. And then there are interpret the regulations, but they don't have any force and effect of law. They just say, well, this is what we thought you meant. But it don't mean anything. They publish them. And then we have the ones that are called substantive or substantive regs, having the force and effect of law. You know how many of those I've seen? None. You know what prompted them? Because, you see, Mr. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, that lying piece of garbage, back on March 3rd, 1933, Herbert Hoover repealed 1,006 statutes. That's in the legislative history of the Federal Register. The next day, March 4th, 1933, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, that admired that Italian over there, Mussolini, he loved him. He started the National Recovery thing, and in the Federal Register of 1933, he said, now executive orders are law and administrative orders are law. Really? Now, these people in these agencies are not accountable to nobody. They're not elected by anybody, and nobody has a freaking clue who they are. So, in 1937, Franklin Delano Roosevelt was losing total control. He loved his agencies, but they were taking away his power. Because, you see, in 1935, in the Federal Register Act, it said the president of a federal agency means president of the United States. The president of the United States is now a federal agency? It's in the statute. He said, well, wait a minute here. These agencies are running away. What are we going to do? So he had a research done, which I can email to people if they want to see it. I have to do it in four emails. It's a 400-page document. And you know what they said? They said, we now have a fourth branch. Yes. It's called the Headless Fourth Branch of Government, done in 1937, done by Franklin Delano Roosevelt's own government researchers. And they said, what are we going to do? How are we going to control? We have created something outside the government. We got to figure out a way to control it. So what they did is in 1946, they put in what's called the Administrative Procedures Act. Okay, so when they put that in, they said, what we're going to have these agencies do, they're going to put in a proposed regulation, and then the peasants, us, have 30 days to get around and oppose it. Now, who gets up and reads every day the hundreds or thousands of these damn things every day that these agencies put in the Federal Register? Nobody. So after 30 days, then, if you did put in a complaint, it would come back, and they would have to, in what they call the final rule, they would take your comment, but they don't not abide to do anything. They just, George down there in Texas, he don't like it. Yeah, so what? And then they're supposed to wait 30 days before they put it in because, you see, you're going to be checking the Federal Register, and they want to give you notice. You have to give you notice that we're going to screw you. Who does it apply to? Only citizens of the United States. So so then, to give Congress the final say-so, they have an overview, six-month overview. So when the agencies get around and publish their regulations, Congress can up or down them within 6 months. Now, does this sound like a constitutional republic, and then after 6 months it becomes, in their world, what everybody's got to do? Did they tell you this, George? Did you understand what I just told you?
George? Yeah, Ralph. Yeah. If I had to read all the codes and regulations, you know, I'd be lucky if I have time to take a leak.
Okay, I know, but did you understand the process? See, we're supposed to have a process where they go to the legislators are supposed to be empowered if they actually had three branches of government, which we no longer have. And if I don't know how much I'm going to get to cover, but I can prove all everything. This is what I spent years researching out.
But I found out,
these guys don't have the authority to do anything. It's like researching out what the Russians can do in Russia. Who in the hell cares other than expose them that you can't be here?
What about the bump stock law that Trump wanted passed? That don't really have any force effect of law, does it?
None of this stuff does. Everything, if you really want to get down to it, which we're not going to fix, everything they started back with statutes of the United States. Then all of a sudden you'll see in the early 1900s they started adding, I'm going to get this put together, I've got the stuff to do it. Then all of a sudden it was statutes of the United States along with laws of the United States of America. Then pretty soon, the statutes of the United States went away. So this is all going on from the beginning of the early 1900s to 1932 or 3. Then it was just laws of the United States. And then all of a sudden, it was laws of the United States and public laws. Then the laws of the United States of America. Then it went away down to now we all have public laws. And what is public laws? Well, if you go look, every case, without exception, they changed the names of the courts in 19. We started off with three constitutional courts: the district courts of the United States, the circuit courts of the United States, and the Supreme Courts of the United States. Notice how they all say of the United States. Then in the 1800s, they changed. They started a circuit court of the United States. So what they did is. The Circuit Court of Appeals. I'm sorry, Circuit Court of Appeals. So in 1911, they wanted to kill the first, they had to kill the appellate court. So what they did is they said the judicial power of the circuit courts of the United States is now transferred to the district courts of the United States. That was the lower level constitutional courts. So then the Circuit Court of Appeals come in. And that is for the fiction, citizens of the United States. So then we went up through and got up to 1934, and we said, guess what? we're going to make rules of court that trump all statutes on the civil side. That's a statute. Their rules of court trump all statutes. Really? Then in 1940, they said, guess what? Now we're going to go after the criminal. Our rules of court, after they put out, now you have 6 months to up or down them, and then they trump all statutes. Then in 1948, and I got all these public I got public books that there's only a few of them left in the world, and I put them out to scattered them all over. Guess what? They changed the name of the District Court of the United States to United States District Court. Now, one thing I have learned that is a true fact. Lucifer and the devil, Satan, whatever you want to call him, can never exactly use the same words that we use on the Christian side, under the Creator. So they couldn't use District Court of the United States. Just like they can't use your true name, your proper noun, upper and lower case. Because now, which I'll get into maybe in the next hour, they put it in all caps, and that is your name in commerce. And they print it. Really? So there's two of me. That's why you notice the IRS and all that always comes in all caps, or if it has a middle initial, there's no period. And we got that in like McAlpine's criminal indictment back in North Carolina. In his plea bargain, his name is in all caps, and they keep putting it in all caps because that is a commercial side that is a citizen of the United States that has no political rights. You have no rights to own property. You have no right to a constitutional court. You don't even have the right to vote, to do your right of suffrage, or right to elect a friend. You got nothing because you're receiving the benefit. But anyway, back to this court thing. So they changed it to United States District Court in 1948. And right in the revisor's note, it says, we are mirroring or making it out. It's based on the district court in Hawaii, which was a territory, the territorial court of Hawaii. It says so. And it says, oh, we're doing this by accepted practice because we've been getting away with it. And now we've gotten rid of it. Nobody understands what's going on. So the con is in. United States district courts do not arise under Article 3 of the Constitution of the United States. They don't arise under anything. And what they did is they put it all together in what's in Chapter 5 of Title 28. It'd be like putting the eagles and the doves and the robins and everybody in Chapter 5 and say, oh, you're all the same. You're all a bird. And you're all constitutional. No, you're not. Because we have Article 1, which is congressional, investigative type stuff. We have Article 3, which only exists in the district courts of the United States in the several states. It does not exist in the District of Columbia, and it is a different jurisdiction in the territories, which is under Article 4. Those are territorial courts, and those are under the absolute plenary power of Congress. So they changed all that. And I looked up now, United States of America is a sovereign body politic. I got 110 cases. United States of America is a sovereign body politic. And what the hell does that mean? Well, guess what? It started in 1913 because United States of America, and if you read these IRS cases, the other, you will always immediately will say, on behalf of the United States, that is the corporate name that Congress is operating under today with absolute power for citizens of the United States. It's called United States of America. Well, look at any of these cases. It's unbelievable. And nobody's taking it on. Everybody's, oh, well, it's all right. United States of America, United States are all the same thing. No, they're not. We started off with a confederacy. The style was the United States of America. It had legislative powers. It had no executive. It had no judicial. So for a more perfect union, read the preamble to the Constitution. It says Constitution 4, the United States of America. It established three separate branches.
I got a question. Okay. Like with the Trump, with the federal judge ruling saying, about the ban, sort of like banning certain immigrants that are coming into the country. And also a federal judge in the state of Texas told the state of Texas, you cannot take people, non-citizens, off the border rolls. So I'm like, what courts are these coming from?
What you have to understand is all of these United States district courts, all of the Court of Appeals, have no authority. They're not under any rule of law. They make it up as they go. They don't have any authority. Zero. Zip. Nada. And I can prove it. But you have to understand how to go outside of that. These courts today are star chamber courts. Now, what's a star chamber court? Thank you. Probably people have heard that name. They don't know what it is. How would we know? They don't teach any of this stuff. Only the higher echelons in the government and these judges that go to these schools know the con. Yep, we're going to music, so we'll be back in a minute.
Thank you, Ralph. I gotta get off the phone.
Okay, yeah, bye.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Lord, take this badge off of me. I can't use it anymore.
Well, we're back here, and this is Ralph Witterode. I'm sitting in for John Stepmiller. The Star Chamber. What is the Star Chamber? It's called the Cruel Trilemma. There are 3 parts to it. It still works today. It's just been disguised and brushed up. It still works. You see all these IRS cases. They go through, they take people's property, which we actually stopped one for 3 months. Never been done before, reduced to judgment, Moody's case in Minnesota. But these cruel trilemma, what do? You will see cases go through with not one bit of sworn testimony on the stand. And the people lose their property. Doesn't seem possible, does it? They get you to confess. How do they do that? They send off premise. First of all of these IRS cases where they're doing this stuff, always without exception, will have a declaration. They don't use affidavits, they do declarations. They will always have a public record. They use public records against us. So the IRS agent says, I got this public record of notice of federal tax lien, or I'm lined up all of the property so they can't sell it with a Liz pendants. And then what happens? If you do not know that that court is not a constitutional court, and we proved this in John Thornton's case, he's went off the plantation now up in Minnesota, unfortunately. He surrendered and gave about $500,000, minimum $1 million to the IRS, but it happens. What do they do? And we got him to admit it. As soon as that declaration comes in with that public record, if you do not immediately rebut everything by an affidavit, each and every part, it mirrors what's called a summary judgment. If you do not go after each and every part, what it is accepted as true, and then they string you along, and then all of a sudden you get a summary judgment or a default judgment, and then you say, well, wait a minute, how in the hell did I lose? Nobody even testified to nothing. Or they also will take you off premise with what's called an inquisition. The IRS conducts our courts say that it's inquisition. What's an inquisition? It's where the guy, he said, you answer all my questions. And if you don't answer them to my satisfaction, the IRS agent, he goes back to the kangaroo court and said, oh, well, he didn't answer all my questions to my satisfaction. They answer nothing. They have no statutory authority. This is how they get it into the record. They get a copy of it, put it in the record. And this is what happened to John Thornton. And they put a contempt on, went to the Eighth Circuit, and the Eighth Circuit went over to the local rules and said, well, we agree with everything, but there's no enforcement. Of course, they eventually come back 2 years later and got John Thornton and got him on the stand, and he broke, and there's a lot more to it. But anyway, he admitted, oh, yeah, I got a safe here with a couple $100,000 in it. Come on out and get it. They broke into his place with a warrant. Then he had another safe with $300,000 or more, probably closer to with this whole thing with what he made. It made probably $1 million. They come out and did it again. What did they do? What is a star chamber? Cruel trilemma.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.